waiting from Brett Clark, going to Rob Gallagher. The first pitch outside, and we're underway for the second game here. 3:24, first pitch. And Devaney will lead off for the Riverhawks. 282 batting average, 18 RBIs, 5 homers, and he is hit on the first pitch by Brett Clark. Now batting sixth, here's Michael Young. 223 batting average, 18 RBIs, 2 homers. And the first pitch is high and away to DeShillo, the catcher for the Seawolves, and it's 1-0. 3-0, and it goes outside, so the first two batters don't get any contact, but they advance to first and second. Devaney on the hit by pitch, and Young walked on 4 pitches. And that will bring Vinny Martin. The first pitch, outside. So it looks like he's not comfortable against lefties. And he starts off, Martin, on a fastball way outside. But we got 2-2 now on Martin. Here's Clark on the delivery. And this is going to go into right field to Alamo, and are coming around to score. And UMass Lowell will take the lead 1-0. Scoring is Devaney. And the Riverhawks lead 1-0 in the top of the second. Off an RBI single from Vinny Martin, his 20th of the season. And here comes Tomosa, the junior third baseman, takes the first pitch, looking for a sack bunt, because he was thinking bunt and took it away at the last second because it was going to be a ball. So here's Clark on the second pitch, getting the bunt down. It's a very nice one by Tomosa. Here's a squeeze, and at the plate, he is out. Young is out at home, and Tissot gets the tag. And a very nice decision there by Brett Clark to stick it at home. It stays 1-0.
So Tomosa gets on fielder's choice. Martin moves up, but they keep the run from scoring.
The 0-2. Here's Clark. And Danny, here it is towards Grande, the shortstop, looking to Hamilton, and he is retired. So one run is scored, one hit, no errors. UMass Lowell leads the Seawolves 1-0 going into the bottom of the second. Dylan Resk, John Tuchillo, and Sean Buckout will start off the bottom of the second for the Seawolves. Buckout, no home runs, 16 RBIs. He's got 9 doubles and 33 hits. The second pitch, and this is to right field, will be retrieved. Yes, and making the catch is Vinny Martin. 1-2-3 inning for Metelski. And the ball stays in the park for the Riverhawks. So no hits, no runs, no errors. And through two innings here, the Riverhawks still up 1-0 on the Seawolves. Coming up next will be the 2-3-4 for the Riverhawks. Andrew Roden, Oscar Marchena, along with Steve Pesatempo, the 2-3-4 for UMass Lowell. And Roden will line this right to Wilson. It will dump off into center field, and it's the second hit of the day for the Riverhawks, the first for Andrew Roden. And a man on first for UMass Lowell. Here's Marchena. The full count. Clark delivers, and it's up. So, base on balls for Marchena. Still has not yet got a hit.
Second of the game.
Is on base. Pass the tempo. The 0-0. First pitch. Trying to break on that slider, but pass the tempo is able to hold it. 1-0. First, and it misses it again. Same result from Marchena. And the ball is missed high above the letters, and it's a 4-pitch walk going to Pesatempo.
Bases loaded, nobody out.
Down 1-0. And you know the location has been an issue for Clark. That's his second walk of the game, and that gives him 28 walks on the year. Marchena and Pesatempo walked to start the third. And now here is Sirian Devaney looking to add to the damage. Devaney and a fastball, not even close. But DeShillo is able to stop it. Down and away. 2-2. Here's the pitch. And got him whiffing on the slider. Second strikeout of the day for Brett Clark. And Devaney goes down whiffing. Here's Michael Young. His first AB was a walk. So two strikeouts, two earned hits. one earned run, and three walks for the senior Brett Cork. The 1-2. Looking at it, it might be a double play. Here's Grande to Janowski to end the inning, and it's a 6-4-3 double play. Great instincts there by Grande to Janowski to Hamilton, and just like that, the side is retired. Huge outs there by Brett Cork, and Michael Young cannot get the damage done for the Riverhawks and remains 1-0 going into the bottom of the third. You got 9-1 coming up. Johnny Decker, Brandon Janowski, and Nick Grande topping off, leading it off for the second time for the Seawolves, is in the hole. But yet the Seawolves, not one hit yet going into the bottom of the third. So here's Decker, his first AB in the second game of the doubleheader. A freshman, third base, 273. He's got 12 RBIs. Facing Metelski for the first time. The first strike, and it's fouled. Right near us, right off the netting. The 1-1. Decker gets it. It's a grounder. Will it stay fair? It will hover on that line, and that's a fair ball. Getting a gift from the baseball gods, that ball stays just fair, halfway between home and third base, and Decker gets the first base of the day for the Seawolves in the second game of doubleheader. Here's Nick Grande, his second AB, well, second time at the plate. First AB started off with a walk. This will be his 185th AB, pending if it's a hit on pitch, and that's a wild pitch all the way out to the outside. Just a tad outside is what the old broadcasters would say. And that's a wild pitch. And advancing to second is Decker. The 3-1. Waiting for Metelski. Looks back at second. Here's a 3-1 count. And just misses the outside part of the play on the slider. And as you said it, Matt, an unintentional walk. And that will bring up Chris Hamilton.
Second of game two for Grande.
First AB flew out the shortstop to Marchena on the first pitch. Now you have man of first and second. Hamilton's got to be selective on where he sees his pitches. The 3-0. Here it is. And it's outside, and the bases are loaded. So a walk. Back-to-back walks for Metelski, and that will bring up Michael Wilson. In his first AB, he grounded out to second. Sets up. Here's the delivery, and a foul tip. And a strikeout will go on Michael Wilson, and he is frustrated with that outcome.
Has to be.
Big out there from Metelski, arguably striking out the best batter with the bases loaded after being down 3-1. Throws three pitches consecutively, and is able to gun out Michael Wilson. Now he's going to face Brennan Alamo. The 0-1, and Alamo towards left, and this will get down, and it will go past Klimo all the way to the wall. Scoring is Grande, scoring is Decker, scoring is Hamilton, and here comes third. Here is Alamo, and it's a 3-RBI triple for Brennan Alamo as he celebrates on third baseman. It's 3-1 Seawolves.
He gets Wilson, and then Alamo drops one in on the left side, rolls to the wall, and three-run score.
How about that? As Risk swinged at strike one. The second pitch, swing at strike two. Got a piece of the ball, or that just go off the Venny's glove. But regardless, it remained 0-2. The 0-2. And he's hitting the head. Risk hit right on the helmet. He's fine, though, on a fastball.
That's why you wear the helmet.
And Risk will go to first unscathed. Here's John Tuchillo for his second AB, grounded at the third and the first. And Tuchillo has to duck for this one. And Metelski's down 1-0. So first and third. You got Alamo on third and Resk at first with two outs. Here's Tuchillo looking to add to the damage if he can. 3-1 Seawolves in the bottom of the third with two out. And a slider going up the middle, Resk, and a nice play by Marchena trying to get it to second, and that will be an RBI single for John Tuchillo. Scoring is Brennan Alamo, and it's 4-1 Seawolves. Marchena tried to get it to Gallagher on the retrieval and couldn't do so, and this might do it for Metelski as Herring is up to the pitcher's mound. Blaise Sclafani is going to be the reliever for the Riverhawks, and Sclafani will face Sean Buck out.
4.5 ERA, 1.61 whip, 18 innings, 12 hits, 11 runs, 9 earned, 17 walks and 14 strikeouts. Ugh.
Scafani puts the ball behind his back. Now it's in his glove. Looks back at second. Now the payoff. 3-2. Ball four on the outside part of the plate. Just missed it. Base is loaded now for Decker. And the Seabulls have batted around in this third inning. So here's Decker. Started off the inning with that clutch, unique base hit that didn't even go down halfway third base line.
And died on the line.
Died on the line. And he looks at ball one. And it's 1-0. So a little summary for this third inning for the Seawolves alone. Decker leads off with a single. Janowski strikes out. Grande and Hamilton walk. Wilson strikes out. Alamo a three-run triple. Resk hit by pitch. Tuchel an RBI single. And looking at ball two, actually. Just missed the outside part of the plate. Tuchel RBI single. And then a walk from Buckout. And here's Decker for the second time in the third. So 3-2, everyone's going. The payoff, and it's in the dirt. And a walk, RBI walk for Johnny Decker. And it's 5-1 Seawolves. And Janowski trying to redeem himself after striking out earlier in the inning.
Janowski's 11.
Janowski will be the 11th batter. And he will ground out. Here's Passatempo. Covering it is Scafani, and he gets the out. So a slew of runners left on, three left on, along with five scored for the Seawolves on three hits. And it's 5-1 Stony Brook going into the top of the fourth inning. UMass Lowell, you'll be 7-8-9, Quimo, Martin, and Tomosa to start the fourth inning for the Riverhawks. And it's a tie game going into the seventh. 7-7 going into the seventh. And we got... believe we have Quimo, Martin, Tomosa, 7-8-9 for Bonanno to start off the seventh inning. No home runs on the stat sheet for Gallagher this season. And this will be unbelievable if I jinxed it. Gallagher looks at this one. It's deep to center field. Wilson has some room, and Wilson will finish out. The final out of the seventh. Oh, my goodness. Got good wood on that one. Wilson finishes the final out of the seventh. And we will have the bottom of the seventh. Seawolves need one run to clinch the American East regular season championship. And that will start off with Alamo, Resk, and Tisillo. The second pitch, Alamo looks at this. This is a gapper towards right center field, left center field, and off the top of the wall on a bounce. Retrieving it for the Riverhawks will be Quimo and to Marchena, and it's a leadoff double for Brandon Alamo, and the Seawolves are in business. And here's Dylan Resk. Grounded out the third and the second, hitting the head in the third, and popped out to second in the fifth. 3-2 to Dylan Resk, and this is up. It's going to be right to Gallagher to second base. A slow, Resk is hustling, and he's going to be safe. And it's going to go off of Passatempo, and we've got first and third with no out for the Seawolves, and that will bring up John Tussillo to somehow end this game. I don't get it why Robert Gallagher didn't charge that. He let it run to him all the way by the second base towards the outfield. Resk turned on the burners, and he's in on an infield single. And now we got Brandon Alamo at third, and the Seawolves have a chance to win this game. Tussillo has a chance to drive in his 28th RBI of the year if he is successful and brings home Alamo. Tussillo, this is up the middle. This could be a sack fly to center. Here's Young. Coming home is Alamo, and the Stony Brook Seawolves will win 8-7. And the Seawolves are America East regular season champions. And rightfully so, they celebrate at center field. They dump the Gatorade. And this crowd goes into hysterics off the bat of John Tussillo. Drives in the game-winning RBI. Alamo on a sack fly to Michael Young in center field. And after being down 7-5, the Seawolves win 8-7. Stony Brook started with that five-run third inning, but UMass Lowell responded with six the very next inning. But no home runs in this game. Should have been a home run, but none were called. Seawolves win 8-7, seven hits for the Seawolves, eight for the Riverhawks. But yeah, UMass Lowell has proved that they will be a tough team in this tournament in Binghamton upcoming.